proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. We continue our study of the various symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. We focus upon two rocks in the wilderness, described in the 17th chapter of Exodus and in the 20th chapter of Numbers. On two separate occasions, God commanded Moses to bring water out of a rock in the wilderness. He did this in order to provide sustenance for the Israelites. The Israelites, as they frequently did, complained about thirst. The first of these miracles took place near Mount Horeb and was described in Exodus chapter 17. The other miracle took place at Kadesh on the border of Canaan and was mentioned in Numbers chapter 20. Both acts demonstrated God's control over the elements of nature. As Jeremiah pointed out, quote, "Thou," referring to God, "thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee," unquote. Paul alluded to these two Old Testament incidents in the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He wrote that the Israelites, quote, "drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ," unquote. The apostles' language implied that on both occasions, Exodus 17 and Numbers 20, on both occasions, God used the same rock, a rock which shadowed the Israelites as they journeyed through the wilderness. Moreover, Paul declared that this rock functioned as a type of Jesus Christ. The episode described in Exodus 17 differed greatly from the incident contained in Numbers chapter 20. In Exodus 17, God ordered Moses to strike the rock. At Kadesh, God commanded Moses to only speak to the rock. What lessons did God want to convey by these dissimilar directives? The stricken rock near Mount Horeb symbolized Jesus Christ as the one who was, quote, "smitten of God and afflicted," unquote, as Isaiah wrote. "This was because of the transgression of my people," again quoting Isaiah chapter 53. The water that flowed from that rock represented the spiritual refreshment that believers received as a result of the atonement wrought by Jesus Christ. In the 20th chapter of Numbers, however, God commanded Moses to speak to the rock, not to hit it with his rod. Jesus Christ only needed to suffer one time for sin, as the author of Hebrews noted when he penned these words, quote, "Now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself," unquote. By striking the rock in the wilderness a second time, Moses demonstrated that he had not grasped the significance of his previous deed, striking the rock near Mount Horeb. Before Moses interacted with the rock at Kadesh, moreover, he stated, quote, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" unquote. The statement in question suggested that Moses and Aaron, in Moses' mind, that Moses and Aaron had played some role in performing that first miracle. Therefore, to the Israelites, it might seem as though it was Moses, and not God, who gave them the water at Kadesh. The lawgiver's action in Numbers chapter 20 displeased God. God told him, quote, "Because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them," unquote. Moses' failure to explicitly obey God in the matter of speaking to the rock at Kadesh showed his lack of trust in God's provision. It also indicated that Moses did not fully understand that the rock to whom he was to speak and not strike, that rock was Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.